With us on the line today is Vernon Eidman, Professor Emeritus with the University of Minnesota. Professor Eidman, I know you've looked into using some of the animal stocks to make the oils that contribute to biodiesel, or at least you've looked at the economics of it. Can you kind of tell us what you found?
Well, the major thing I did was to look at the amounts we had available. There's a big issue of feedstock, as you know, in producing biodiesel, and we run out of vegetable oils very quickly, whether it's soybean oil or one of the others, to produce biodiesel. So there are plants are looking for other feedstocks, and more of them are considering animal fats as one of the alternatives. And what I did was just took a look at those various types and suggested that perhaps we could pull out part of that supply if we can work out the technical problems so that they can be used.
How much is currently being used? Do you know? Do you have an idea of that?
I don't know the exact amount. There are several plants that indicate they are using this or getting ready to use it, but I think the total amount process would be quite small.
What are some of the positive aspects of using this animal waste and turning it into oil?
Of course, the obvious advantage is that it's a product that doesn't, most of those don't have a very high value at the current time. So providing another use for them, making fuel, would stimulate the market for those products and add to the profitability of processing livestock for the companies that are doing that.
And, of course, we're talking about all different kinds of animal stocks that would normally be discarded, chicken fat, maybe beef fat, pork fat, those kind of products.
Yes, I'm thinking particularly of chicken fat and of tallow, although lard is also a possibility.
Are there any downsides to this? Are there any pitfalls that we should be aware of?
Well, the obvious problem, as I think most people know who are looking at this area, is that they don't have very good cold weather properties. The pouring point is much higher than it is for the vegetable oils. And so a major problem in using them, of course, is to get some kind of an additive we can use that will make them blend with diesel fuel and make them flow in reasonable temperatures. I'm in Minnesota, and they certainly wouldn't be flowing out here today.
But there certainly is a large portion of the United States. I'm thinking the southern part, maybe even Hawaii, areas like that, that should be able to make use of this where temperature wouldn't be an issue.
Well, there may be some areas where that's the case, although, of course, it does get cold even in, you know, southern parts of the U.S. And so one has to be a bit careful that you might have some periods where it would cause problems. The other difficulty is being sure you can limit the supply of these to use in areas, you know, where it's not going to get into the bigger supply and then move to an area where it's not suitable. It might work all right in Hawaii, but I think it would be a little more difficult in the southern part of the U.S.
How economically feasible is it or will it be to set up some type of plant maybe next to Tyson or Smithfield or whatever large meat processor that's set up in a community?
Well, I think it should be feasible. I don't have a good cost study of what it costs to process the animal fats as yet, but it would appear to me that it will be feasible if we can continue the people producing the biodiesel can continue to buy them at close to the kind of prices they've been getting for them. We do, of course, depend a great deal on all the biodiesels for the dollar a gallon tax credit that we get, and without that, of course, they would not go very far.
How does the animal fat compare to maybe soybean oil at this point? Do you have any comparison, at least at this area?
Well, generally, of course, it varies some by which one we're talking about, but there are a number of them that are at least 10 cents a pound less than soybean oil, so quite favorably. So they'd be at a price of about two-thirds of what soybean oil would be.
I know here in Missouri we had an issue not very long ago with a plant in Carthage, Missouri, that was trying to take turkey leftovers and turn it into oil, and they were actually rendering it there, and there were some issues with the odor that it caused in the town. Is there a fix for that?
I wouldn't, I guess, have an opinion on that. It's more of a technical issue, and I think most of those issues can be addressed, but of course they all tend to cost money. And sometimes it makes the processing too expensive to proceed.
So it's at least something you have to consider if you're looking at this kind of business.
Absolutely. You have to meet the environmental requirements of the area, and that is a challenge for all of these biofuels.
Professor Eidman, I think that answers my questions. Anything else that our audience should understand about the potential for these operations?
Well, I think just that we're at the very beginning of this, particularly with respect to animal fats, and that there will be a lot more information coming, particularly on the technical side, as we work through these technical problems.
That's Professor Vernon Eidman, Professor Emeritus with the University of Minnesota. I'm John Davis reporting.